Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
The Charity Commission is asking charities to stop collecting used postage stamps unless they know exactly where they're going. It's because the stamps are being washed to remove the franking marks and then sold online by criminal gangs. We were talking about fake postage stamps only last week. A listener had written to us about stamps that she bought that were rejected by Royal Mail as fake. Afterwards, we got more emails from people who'd had the same problem. Sylvia Rook is an expert on fake stamps. She's a senior officer at the Chartered Trading Standards Institute. What are the chances of someone ending up with a fake book of stamps?
Well, if you buy them from legitimate sources, then hopefully you shouldn't get a fake book at all. If you're buying them from the post office, everything should be absolutely fine. The problem is if you buy them from cheap places, particularly if you buy them online, if they're reduced, then there's a high chance they're either going to be counterfeit or they're going to be ones that haven't been cancelled and been reused.
But both of the listeners who've come to us had bought their stamps at the local post office and, in another case, at Tesco.
That does seem extremely strange. And one of the things that we would say is if people do have a problem like this, they need to go straight back to the Royal Mail because then they can trace back and find out where these stamps came from. Because it would seem extremely unlikely that you would get counterfeit ones from a legitimate post office.
Is it a few individuals doing this, or are the whole illicit industries behind it?
Well, stamps are quite expensive things, and therefore there is money to be made in counterfeiting. Generally, they're not made in the UK. They'll be made abroad, possibly in China, possibly in Turkey, and imported en masse. So we don't know the quantity that are involved, but clearly it is a lucrative business for people if they're going to do it on a large scale.
What features are built into the stamps to make them difficult to fake?
Well, there are security devices that the Royal Mail put in because they want to make sure that people don't copy them. And if you look at your stamps closely, if you look at legitimate ones, you'll find things like there's die cuts in the front of them. The perforations down the side, they're not all exactly the same. There's some longer ones at the bottom.
Is there anything that you can look for yourself?
Well, most of those things you can look at. So if you angle your stamp to the light, you should see Royal Mail written across the background, the different type of Royal Mail across the Queen's face, and then a vertical band. So there's various things you can see if you know what to look for.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
The Charity Commission is asking charities to stop collecting used postage stamps unless they know exactly where they're going. It's because the stamps are being washed to remove the franking marks and then sold online by criminal gangs. We were talking about fake postage stamps only last week. A listener had written to us about stamps that she bought that were rejected by Royal Mail as fake. Afterwards, we got more emails from people who'd had the same problem. Sylvia Rook is an expert on fake stamps. She's a senior officer at the Chartered Trading Standards Institute. What are the chances of someone ending up with a fake book of stamps?
Well, if you buy them from legitimate sources, then hopefully you shouldn't get a fake book at all. If you're buying them from the post office, everything should be absolutely fine. The problem is if you buy them from cheap places, particularly if you buy them online, if they're reduced, then there's a high chance they're either going to be counterfeit or they're going to be ones that haven't been cancelled and been reused.
But both of the listeners who've come to us had bought their stamps at the local post office and, in another case, at Tesco.
That does seem extremely strange. And one of the things that we would say is if people do have a problem like this, they need to go straight back to the Royal Mail because then they can trace back and find out where these stamps came from. Because it would seem extremely unlikely that you would get counterfeit ones from a legitimate post office.
Is it a few individuals doing this, or are the whole illicit industries behind it?
Well, stamps are quite expensive things, and therefore there is money to be made in counterfeiting. Generally, they're not made in the UK. They'll be made abroad, possibly in China, possibly in Turkey, and imported en masse. So we don't know the quantity that are involved, but clearly it is a lucrative business for people if they're going to do it on a large scale.
What features are built into the stamps to make them difficult to fake?
Well, there are security devices that the Royal Mail put in because they want to make sure that people don't copy them. And if you look at your stamps closely, if you look at legitimate ones, you'll find things like there's die cuts in the front of them. The perforations down the side, they're not all exactly the same. There's some longer ones at the bottom.
Is there anything that you can look for yourself?
Well, most of those things you can look at. So if you angle your stamp to the light, you should see Royal Mail written across the background, the different type of Royal Mail across the Queen's face, and then a vertical band. So there's various things you can see if you know what to look for.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.